عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ناء الكعبة مهتبيا بيديه هكذا ووصف بيديه احتباء وفي قرفصاء رواه البخاري. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه I saw the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وصحابه وبارك وسلم sitting in the courtyard, in the fina of the Kaaba, by confining his legs against his belly with his hands. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu can describe this manner of sitting in Bukhari. This manner of sitting is known as al-ihtiba, or also qurfusa. It involves a person sitting on his buttocks with his knees raised, his thighs against his belly, and his hands around his shin bones. وإن قيلة بنت مخرمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو قاعد قرفصاء فلما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المتخشع في الجلسة أرعدت من الفرق رواه أبو داود الترمذي. فقيلة بنت مخرمة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates I saw the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم sitting by confining his legs against his belly with his hands. When I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting in this humble position, I trembled in fear. Faqila bin Mukhrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting by confining his legs against his belly with his hands. When I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting in this humble position, I trembled in fear. Farid bin Suwayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala marra bi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ana jalisun hakadha وقد وضعت يدي اليسرى خلف ظهري وتكأت على إلية يدي فقال أتقعد كعدة المغضوب عليهم رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. هذا الشديد بن سويد رضي الله عنه the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by me while I was sitting like this. I had placed my left hand behind my back and I was supporting myself on the fleshy part of my thumb. He said to me, are you sitting like those who earned the wrath of Allah like the Jews? Abu Thalib Suwayd radiallahu anhu narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by me while I was sitting like this. I placed my left hand behind my back and I was supporting myself on the fleshy part of my thumb. He said to me, are you sitting like those who earned the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So here the first hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his way of sitting in the fina, in the veranda of the Kaaba. So here has Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He explains qurfusa and ihtiba. He's sitting like this. So there's a sunnah. The person sits like this. And many of the Arabs, they also do this. They tie something here like this. And this is. You tie this. So a person could sit like this. You see? This support here is also good for the back, probably. Here, so there. If a person goes like this, he can fall asleep too. So this is, you know, this is sunnah way of sitting too. Ihtiba qurfusa. So we should sit like this sometimes too. And then here, the Sahabiya radiallahu ta'ala says that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was nusirtu bir-ru'ab. I've been helped with the ru'ab. Wal-ah. When somebody saw Rasulullah, they would be afraid. A person couldn't just come and attack Rasulullah. Even if a person had a sword, a knife in his hand, to attack Rasulullah was even something. Because he had such ru'ab that a person who would see Rasulullah, all of a sudden, he would start trembling, he would start shaking. This is a ajeeb thing that Allah gave. And this is, if there are some awliya Allah kiram like that in the ummah, we've noticed that about our own shaykh. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf said, Nawarullah anqal my shaykh. He had so much ra'ab. He was very quiet. His ra'ab was ajeeb. All our life we experienced his ra'ab. Nobody's spoken for him. Whereas my father-in-law, his elder brother, different. Someone says, Mashallah himself, different. But Hazrat, my shaykh, the ra'ab that I've seen in my shaykh, so that's the nisbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people in the ummah, they have this ra'ab. People can't speak to them, people can't talk to them until they open up. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people used to get together and then people used to mix, then a person would. Here a woman, one in the narration that when Rasulullah was also sitting like this, so much humbleness, a woman came and she got scared. And then Rasulullah, why are you trembling? I'm the son of that woman who you stayed qadid, dry meat. Yeah, I'm a simple person. Why are you? I'm not a big king that you have to be afraid of me. Rasulullah had that type of rawah. But this is a sunnah way of sitting, is qurfasa like this. And here, this, I've tried to understand this hadith and try to get explanation of exactly how this sitting is, and I could never ever understand, and nobody could ever explain to me this ataq ardu, and I can't remember how they explain this. So here, left hand behind, I couldn't really understand. Somebody has to demonstrate this, like this. How is it? I couldn't really understand. The way of Qayl al-Maghdubi alayhim, meaning Jews. So if certain type of people have a certain way of sitting, then we should try to not sit that way. And especially if it's a people of the religion, and the religious sit. You know how the Jews, when they in the wailing wall, they go like this. So when you're praying salat, you shouldn't do this. When you're salat, some people, they shake like this. You shouldn't. You should be totally khashir, the person should be totally there. So any way that resembles the people of the book, and the person should not do that. You should refrain from it. I couldn't really exactly understand one that here I said, I place my left hand behind my back. I place my left hand behind my back like this, or is it like this, sitting like this? Like this? Or like this? How is it? I couldn't. So supporting myself on the fleshy part of my thumb, he said to me, are you sitting like those who earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I said, my father-in-law was too. But I can't remember the explanation. I can't explain to you because I don't know exactly what this is. I'll have to ask a muhaddith who can actually demonstrate the sitting that the sahaba is demonstrating. Here it says like this. I had wada'tu yadil yusra khalfi dhahri, right? I was supporting here, so I had placed my left hand behind my back. So what does that mean? Left hand behind my back. I was supporting myself on the fleshy part of my thumb. Fleshy part of my thumb, like this. So like this. Behind my back, so it's behind like this. Or is it like this? No, usually people sit like this, right? If it was like this, then maybe it's Allah alam isra. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the zahir, batin, and all places, all situations. So sometimes a person should also sit in ihtiba, qurufusa, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So we should also sit sometimes murabba and like this, tarabba, like this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. But the way he ate, the three ways he ate, was the way of pressing the stomach in all three ways, like this, and like this. That's the way of eating. Okay? This is why some say that to lean your back against something while you eat, that's against the sunnah too. So even when you sit on a chair, you should sit like this, forward. Don't lean against it. Allah enable us to follow the Prophet ﷺ at all times.